So tonight, we are looking at the topic of prayer, lesson 13. Let's pray.
In a second.
Dear Lord, you taught us how to pray, and what a model of prayer you left for us. You prayed constantly. When your believers asked you for a good prayer, you left us the Lord's Prayer. Grant that we do not just mouth the words, but rather say them, understand their meaning, and earnestly ask you to grant what you have given us the words to ask. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So lesson number 13, the Christian and prayer. First of all, Christian prayer is Psalm 19, verse 14. Please, go ahead, Olivia.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Excellent. Thank you. According to this passage, in what two ways does the psalmist say that he talks to God?
In meditation.
The meditation of his heart and?
The rock.
Just a little bit before the meditation of his mouth, or the meditation of his heart?
The words.
Yeah, the words of his mouth. So it's what he says is matched by what he believes. Okay? So number one, Christian prayer is a heart-to-heart talk, out loud or silent, with the one true God. I feel like I should change that.
Wait, can we still write this?
You changed your background.
Yep, I did. Look at that. Sorry.
You should change it every week, so we can see it.
See if we notice.
Here, see, his boots would not stay clean if he was hiking up that thing.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so if you got space on the lines, I'll actually have a little bit more to add. If you already copied down what we had, you can just add this after.
I still have room.
You still have room?
I didn't copy all.
Prayer. Here we go. This is a little bit better understanding. Christian prayer is an act of worship in which we speak to God from the heart. I thought I revised that out of there, but I guess not. Anybody want a tea? I can make you a tea. They're popsicles. We have this delicious tea called Tension Tea. We're supposed to make y'all calm.
Yeah, Jared needs it.
Yeah, I agree. He needs it.
Boom. All right, Christian prayer is looking at Isaiah 59, verse 2. Can you read that for us, please, Jared?
But your
iniquities?
Iniquities have spread, spirited.
Separated?
Separated for you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
All right. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Problem of prayer without Christ? There are a lot of people who think they're praying. A Muslim believer, a devout Muslim, will pray five times a day. Like, roll out a mat and face Mecca and bow down in prayer. But they're not actually praying to the true God, because Isaiah 59 tells us that our sin is a barrier. And so God, even though he knows all things, and obviously he can hear the words that this person is asking, or saying, or mumbling, he chooses to not listen. It's kind of like God sticking his fingers in his ears and saying, la, 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 I don't hear you. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Yes?
I have one question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Preston, Levi, Isaiah, and Micah all in the Bible?
I'm fairly certain that the name Preston is not.
Okay.
The others are. Okay? So the unbeliever, and there are a lot of people who call themselves Christians but aren't really Christians if we looked at our lesson from last time. And there are a lot of people who think they're praying, but they're not really praying because God isn't listening to them. Okay? It's not just about the words that you say. It's also about the faith that you have. We'll get to that in a little bit. But basically, the unbeliever still has this barrier of sin. What we'll see in a little bit is that when God brings you to faith, he forgives this barrier so that our prayer is heard.
And then the barrier turns to a cross.
That'll probably be the way it goes. It's fairly close. Galatians 3, verse 26. Are you able to read that one for us, Andrew?
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
All right. You're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And what God is saying is you've been adopted into his family and you have an inheritance in heaven. So we believers have a privilege in prayer. Here we go.
Steve.
Look at that. The privilege of prayer with Christ. Prayer is offered in faith or in Jesus' name, and Jesus has taken away your sin, so the prayer that you offer goes straight to God. Even the most, you know, quiet little one-liner that you say as the teacher is handing out the test is heard by God, while the five times a day for the last 80 years of his life said by a Muslim who does not believe in the true God, God ignores all that, but here's what you have to say. So Christian prayer is a privilege for those who have become God's children through faith in Jesus. Really, for those who have been brought to faith, right? I'm just going to update this sort of level.
Wrote what you said instead of what was up there.
Yeah.
So I already have that on there.
I'm almost done.
Awesome. You have a good audiographic memory?
I just want to read.
I'm almost done.
No.
Take your time.
Travis isn't here, so we're not racing.
It's your chance to win every time.
Oh, no, she can beat me. She can write faster.
Yep.
Well, in high school, you kind of have to because they only say it one time. Yeah. It's like speedy, quick.
All right. Next one, Philippians 4, verse 6. Back to Olivia.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Excellent. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And Ephesians 6, verse 18, please, Jared.
And prayer in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests with this in mind. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
All right. So the saints there, obviously not talking about the New Orleans Saints, who are sitting on the couch now. But talking about believers, talking especially about praying for other believers. So, Olivia, back on your passage, What does God command us to do?
Do not be anxious.
Yep, first of all, not be anxious, but rather to present. All right, and Jared, from your passage, what does God command us to do?
Keep on praying.
Yeah.
And Amber, from your passage, you didn't have one.
Yeah. So Christian prayer is a command of God, a command from God for all believers. And the natural response of faith in Jesus. You can call it a fruit of faith. So obviously it's a command of God. It's a privilege that belongs only to the believer. And it's something that happens as a result of all that Jesus has done for us. That makes sense?
I already had a shower.
Excellent. It's a good thing to do like every 2 or 3 weeks, whether you need one or not.
Shower?
Yeah.
He just randomly said, I already have a shower.
Dude, I'd be proud about that too. You know, 5 o'clock, 4:30 at night, hey, I'm showered.
That's
exactly
every
what
single
I have.
Day.
Yeah.
He's so proud of one right now.
Yeah. Then I don't have to take one at night.
You're set for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about your life.
Maybe you shouldn't take that long.
Okay. I won't joke.
No, I'm set for the rest of the 3 weeks.
Your cleanliness. Oh. Yeah, really. Don't have to shower until Ash Wednesday.
I'm going to make you stay in your bedroom.
All right. There are two sides to this. How does God... Well, God speaks to us in His Word, and we speak to God in prayer. When you pray, it's you talking to God. In His Word, God talks to you. So this is where, you know, memory work kind of comes in, because as you can recall your memory work, you can remember what God has said to you. And as you read your own Bible, you can see what God says to you. And then that kind of prompts you to pray and speak to God. When you fold your hands and close your eyes and you pray about something, God isn't going to tell you what to do.
I wish.
God's not going to speak to you right there. He's going to speak to you in His Word. That's one thing that I'm sure we'll come around to again, because prayer is one of the more misunderstood topics. Are you all right there?
Yeah. I'll find my pencil.
Wherever it is.
All right. So God speaks to us in Word and Sacrament. This leads to us speaking to God in prayer.
You want us to write words in the sacrament underneath?
Ah, yes, please. There's enough space to kind of tuck it in there. Signature for that prayer?
Yeah.
All right, how should we pray? Whose turn are we at?
Jared's.
I think we... No, we're up to Amber.
Yeah.
John chapter 15, verse 16 for
us. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
All right. Turning to this passage, Amber, how did Jesus instruct his disciples to ask the Father?
Go bear the fruit.
Yeah, to bear fruit. But how did he tell them to pray? Look at that second sentence.
But I choose you, and it went to go.
Yep, and after that.
But the fruit will last. Whatever you ask me in my name.
Yeah, in my name. So in the name of Jesus, which really means just approaching God in faith. You don't have to say in Jesus' name, you know, at the beginning and end of every prayer. But you have to pray as a Christian. You know, you realize that you're praying to the one true God, and you realize that the only reason you have access to the one true God is because Jesus has forgiven your sin, right? Okay, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, please, Olivia.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ.
All right. According to this passage, what does Jesus do for us? And the hint is, if you had trouble with the word, it might be that word.
Oh, the
F word. Yeah, the mediator. A mediator is a go-between that kind of has a mutual interest. So, let's say if, you know, Amber and Jared were having an argument, a discussion, and it wasn't like, you know, one had done something wrong, but they're just trying to figure out where they wanted to go for lunch, let's say. Your mom or your dad might act as a mediator and say, well, Amber wants to go to Subway and Jared wants to go to Pizza Ranch. Jared wants to go to Pizza Ranch. And they might say, well, you know, Amber, what if we go to Subway tomorrow and we'll go to Pizza Ranch today?
That's okay. I mean, Subway way too much.
And the mediator kind of has an interest in both. In a similar way, Jesus is our go-between. He represents us to God. He says, no, Lord, I forgave their sin. And then he speaks to you in his word. Okay? He sympathizes with every temptation and struggle that you've had and will have. Because you know what? Jesus was a teenager one time too. Or a preteen. What's that? Perfect. But he was tempted in every way, just as you and I are. And he probably had kids in his class that would make fun of him for you know, being a believer. For
himself?
Yeah.
He believed for himself?
Yeah. I mean, he grew up and he had to learn a language and had to learn the scriptures and study them. Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic. And he even went to catechism class at the temple. That's when, you know, Jesus is 12 years old, and he's there at the temple, and his parents leave. Left him there for 3 days.
What?
By accident? Yeah.
Oops.
Imagine losing the Son of God. Like, oh my.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Is he still at the church?
Yeah, imagine that. It took him 3 days to figure, oh, maybe we should check the temple.
I guess, Jared, you're going to live off popsicles.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Popsicles it is.
Okay.
All right. So how should we pray? Well, first of all, in Jesus' name, which just means trusting in him as our Savior, which really means if you are a Christian, then pray as a Christian. Don't be jumping around to other religions, obviously. Put your confidence in one true God and pray to him.
Almost done.
1 John 5, verse 14 is Jared.
This is the confession.
Confidence
we have in approaching God That is, that if we ask you anything according to his will, he hears us.
Excellent. According to whose will are we to pray? Jared?
God.
Yeah, according to God's will.
According a lot. According. According.
Yeah, it's partly in the way the questions are phrased. And what does God promise here, Jared, in this passage?
He hears us.
Yeah. Every single time that you're praying. How cool is that? He commands you to pray. He promises to hear. Yes, Olivia.
Do you have to be like this?
No. You don't have to fold your hands. If you remember way back at the top of the page, after that heart-to-heart talk, part where we said prayer is an act of worship in which we speak to God from our hearts. So that could mean, just even with your eyes open, with just thinking it, because God knows what you think. You could close your eyes and think it. Sometimes folding your hands helps. Helps keep you from fidgeting, and it's kind of a natural thing that we do when we pray. We kind of fold our hands. And so if we do that a lot, we kind of get in the routine of that. Closing our eyes kind of helps, because then you're not, looking around the room and, oh, those are snowflakes over there. I never realized
distracted.
That. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be praying. Amen.
Right. Boy, there actually is snowflakes over
yeah,
there.
It's the bulletin board. And so, folding your hands and closing your eyes and bowing your head can be helpful, but it's not required for a prayer.
I mean, it helps me. I get very distracted.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not the only one. All right. So how should we pray? First of all, in Jesus' name, that is, trusting in Him as our Savior. And secondly, according to God's will.
Is that it?
There's probably a little bit more for this one.
Wait, isn't it hard to talk in front of people at first?
At first,
yes.
Preaching? Oh,
definitely. I can't even stand in front of, 12 people.
Well, you do it every single Christmas thing.
What?
You say
you're made in
not anymore.
And my words are made in.
You come in
and you ask whatever you wish, and it will be given.
You stole my line, Pastor.
That's okay.
Then Amber gets to read too.
No, I don't like reading. It's good.
So in this passage, John 15, verse 7, Jesus says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you." So in this passage, Jesus reminds us to remain in him and in his word. If we do so, then we'll know what God's will is. It's right there. That's why Bible study is important. And I've noticed this in my own life. If I'm reading my Bible and using my Bible regularly and often, then I'll also be praying regularly and often. Because God speaks to me in his word, and I want to speak to him in prayer. And if I'm not reading my Bible, if I choose, I'm just going to stare at my phone for the next 45 minutes before falling asleep, instead of, actually doing some good, solid reading out of the Bible.
30 minutes for every single day.
It sounds like me staring at my phone for 45 minutes before I go to bed.
Yeah, terrible for your sleep.
Yeah, he should not do that.
Yeah, terrible.
I don't
for
do that.
Even.
But, if you're not reading your Bible, your prayer life will be very much diminished.
You know, all pastors go to heaven because they preach every single day.
No. What is the reason that any person goes to heaven?
The reason that
any person goes to heaven is because Jesus took their sins away. And so, is every pastor a believer? Well, yeah, hopefully.
Why would they be a pastor if they weren't?
Exactly. But once you get outside of the Wisconsin Synod, Missouri Synod, and the smattering of other groups, they've given up on the Word of God, on the Bible, as their only source of teaching.
So if you don't teach this,
you won't fake things?
Yeah, if you're teaching stuff that isn't in the Bible.
So that's just false teaching.
Yeah, that's false teaching. And eventually, false teaching will destroy a person's faith.
And then you,
you're telling them
we'll never know
stuff
real.
And not actually learning anything from it because now you're real.
Flabbergasted now.
Amber, what were you going to say, though? The people will never really learn.
People will never really learn about Jesus.
Yeah.
They only know about a fake God.
Yeah.
And that's
because,
singing.
Yeah.
Will anybody talk about the devil?
Well, they won't even know.
Yeah.
And, like, churches out of Wisconsin, will they, like, talk about the devil instead of...
By and large, in the United States, the Missouri Synod is pretty good. That being said, I am a Wisconsin Synod pastor because I think we are the most correct. And we carry out what we believe. So we practice what we preach, really.
And you step out of the Bible.
Yeah. And even the largest so-called Lutheran church body, the ELCA, their basic approach to the Bible is that, well, that's what that book says. You can believe it, or you can believe something different if you want. Yeah, the book says in Genesis 1 that God created the world in 7 regular 24-hour days, but you don't have to believe that.
So it is 7.
Yeah.
Grandma's wrong. So he got this game for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it said, how many days does it take to make the world? And we said 7, and she's like, it's 6. And I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah. The week of creation was not complete until the end of the 7th day.
Yep, girl was wrong.
And on the 7th day,
she said we were wrong because he rested on the 7th day. But still, it's still a day.
Yeah, would we really have a 7th day?
We wouldn't be here.
No, I'm really flabbergasted.
I mean, God wasn't actively creating anything besides, you know, creating a day of rest.
Yeah, see?
That's why we go to sleep.
It's still a day.
That's why we go to sleep.
All right. From last time, so how should we pray? Obviously, we had in Jesus' name, that is, trusting in Him as our Savior. And according to God's will, so we seek Bible study.
Bye.
I think there's more to this one yet. Romans.
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, so we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
All right. Thank you. According to this passage, Amber, who helps us if we are unsure what we ought to pray for?
Spirit Himself.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. Spirit, please don't. Thank you. So how should we pray? In Jesus' name, that is, trusting in Him as our Savior. 2, according to God's will, so we seek Bible study and the Spirit's help to know God's will. Chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. I can read this one. Would you like to? Go ahead, Jared.
If any of you lacks wisdom, we should ask God, who gives us generously to all without finding a fault. And it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, brown and tossed up by the wind, blown by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
The man doesn't think he will receive anything.
Amber!
If you read mine.
That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
Alright.
No kidding.
Excellent. According to verse 6, Jared. Jared. According to verse 6, what does James instruct us not to do when we pray?
Hey, I don't hit people.
The lack of wisdom.
According to verse 6, what should we not do?
Doubt.
Doubt.
Oh, doubt.
All right. So how should we pray? According to God's will, in Jesus' name, and trusting that God will hear and answer our prayers in his own time and way.
This one might take me a while.
So God's promise is that he will always answer your prayer. Sometimes that answer is a yes. And sometimes that answer is, well, here's something better.
Sometimes I asked for a baby brother.
Yeah. God gave you a baby sister instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, sit down, buddy, because you ain't gonna find anything here.
Time and
you move the projector
way
into
his
face.
Done.
Excellent.
Now it's my turn.
Third part. For what should we pray? Matthew 6, verse 33. Go ahead, Olivia.
Come and just wait.
There's nothing on there.
I know. Go ahead.
Zero.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
According to this passage, Olivia, what is one thing that God especially wants us to seek?
Wisdom. No.
Righteousness.
And?
All this.
Seek first?
Kingdom and righteousness.
Kingdom and righteousness. Spiritual blessings.
Avery, it wasn't your turn.
Me.
Go ahead, Jared. Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13.
This then is how you should pray. Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name, and your kingdom come. It will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh,
give us our trespasses. We forgive those. I was saying it right.
Verse 12. Go ahead. Pick it up in verse 12, please, Jared.
Forgive us our debts.
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 And we also have forgiven our debtors, and let us
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Excellent.
Jared and Amber.
Okay, I was actually saying.
Good job, thank you. How many times are we asking for physical, earthly kind of blessings here? In this prayer, how many times does Jesus have a request for a physical, earthly blessing?
Daily?
Yeah, what does he say in that
bell? Give us today our daily bread. That's where I got it.
And all the other things that Jesus instructs us to pray for are for spiritual things. May your name be hallowed. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, our trespasses. Okay. For what should we pray? Well, number one, especially for spiritual things, but also for physical needs. Please, Jared.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock on the door and you will be.
And Psalm 50, verse 15, please, Amber.
and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and will be honored.
Who's that? No, I need a chill pill.
According to this passage, when should we call on the Lord? Amber.
In the day.
Go ahead. Amber.
Day.
Day of?
Trouble.
Stop answering her question.
Not trouble. I was trying to say it, and then he's like, trouble.
Yeah. These are called personal petitions. So, what should we pray?
Is there more to this?
Yes.
No, there's a period at the end. It usually means the end of the sentence. But sometimes they go on. I didn't. Sorry. Sounds like I'm making fun of you guys today. Right? We pray especially for spiritual things, also pray for physical needs. We pray for even also our own needs, personal petitions or requests. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1.
I urge.
Go ahead, Olivia.
I urge then that first of all that
request,
prayer, intercession.
Yep.
And thanksgiving be made for everyone. Period.
All right. For this passage, Olivia, for whose needs should we also pray for?
Intercession.
That's a type of prayer, but on whose behalf? For everyone. For the needs of others. That's the type that we call intercession.
You like taking pictures.
Yeah.
He puts it on Instagram.
Yeah. It's
Instagram. Wow. Do you post pictures of your kids?
Nope. Just church stuff. Usually just snapshots from catechism class.
Yeah,
and,
I looked at it.
Yeah, and, you know, Sunday morning stuff, and
I followed the church.
When I upload a new podcast episode. Yes, Jared?
I have Instagram.
You should follow Shepherd of the Lakes. Shepherd of the Lakes, all one word.
You actually have Instagram?
On purpose. Are you raising your hand for another reason?
You can put your hand down now.
Don't.
Would you like to stand for the rest
of
the class? You are free to do so.
What's he get?
We have like 30, 20 minutes.
What's he get to do?
We have like 20, 25 minutes.
He's allowed to stand?
Yeah.
You can if you want as well. Sometimes you just gotta stand. What should we... But you need to keep your hands to yourself.
Shh.
What should we include in our prayers? How about this? What do you think? What should we pray about? Let's start with Jared. What's one thing?
Our parents, make sure they're safe.
Our parents? What's another thing we might pray about, Amber?
The food we have and...
Food we have?
The people we have.
The people we have? What's another thing that we might pray about, Olivia?
How our clothes get washed.
Hard clothes get washed, you know. Or help the washer not break. What's another thing, Jared?
Our whole life.
Our whole life? You know, God guide me that I may serve you with my life.
Sounds like someone's knocking on the door for some reason.
Nobody's texted.
I don't know, it just sounded like someone's knocking on the door. I was just saying.
But you?
Jared. I would.
All right. What should we include in our prayers?
That was really tiny.
I'll give you a little bit to write.
Oh, wow, well, that's a lot.
Oh.
Did you just realize?
That the S and the T and the C are the beginning of a word, so I didn't have to write C.
Yeah, what should we include in our prayers? This is one outline that can be helpful in remembering how to pray. A-C-T-S, Acts, like the book of Acts. A stands for adoration. We praise and worship God in joy. C stands for confession. We admit and forsake sin in repentance. T stands for thanksgiving. We thank God for forgiveness and new life. S stands for supplication, which is a humble request. We offer our requests on our own behalf and on behalf of others. Yes, Jared.
My pencil. I dropped my pencil and my pencil is sticking in the car.
Okay, this is not part of catechism class, Jared.
Strange. So, for example, how might this look? ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. You would fold your hands and you would pray. Dear Lord, you are my Father. You bought me in baptism. You have washed away my sin. C, I confess that I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Maybe think of some particular examples from the day. But T, thanksgiving, but I thank you for forgiving my sin through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, and for granting me the new life to serve you in this life. And then S, supplication, that's a request. And so I ask you to, you know, please be with my uncle who's driving, and my, you know, my grandmother who's got cancer or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yep. All this I ask in Jesus' name, amen. So that would be an example of a prayer following this outline.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Pastor.
Yes.
I was going like this and the Christ went back 5 times.
What's 4 plus 3?
Huh?
7.
7?
You could have just said that.
Boom.
Boom. Check it out.
Prayer helps.
We can just write all these down.
Yep.
Assistance. For prayer. Oops. Missing a letter. Some assistance. If you're wondering, how do I pray? Well, for a small posture. Kneeling or folding your hands, bowing your head, closing your eyes can help. The place. If you, you know, have a little bit of quiet time, like in your own room, that can be helpful.
Yeah, I never get quiet time with my sister.
Tell her to go.
Go play somewhere else.
Go for a run.
Yeah, right.
Place, being alone can be helpful. A scheduled time is also helpful. Could also be helpful. Content. You can use your own words. You could use a prayer book. You could pray out loud, or you could pray quietly. In your hymnal, if you don't have a hymnal at your house, you can take one home. There are a couple of different pages in the front part of the hymnal that have prayers. Yes, Jared.
Can we use the washroom?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're all done.
Yep. Oh, wait.
And.
Is that last bit?
Yep. And then we get the three portions of the Lord's Prayer. Because this next week we'll get into the Lord's Prayer. You've got the address, and then we have 7 petitions or 7 requests, and then doxology.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
It is 6:31. You can start on your homework, or you can work on your other homework.
Start on my homework, or work on my other homework?
Yeah, start on this homework.
Okay, the Bible.
Yeah.
Do my homework? Can I read a book?
You can read a book.
Can we get up early?
Do I want to hear this story?
No.
I drank four of them.
You drank four of them?
Today.
Congratulations.
In class. Drank one.
I'm going to be the teacher now.
You are?
Okay.
Yeah, kind of right.
Yeah. So today we are going to learn about Jesus in catechism class today. And these are the stuff that you need to learn for this week. So please write them down. And you need to write, you need to read this. So
yeah,
Jared, can you please read this sentence?
No, it's not. What is wrong
you
with this thought?
That blue dot right there.
What is wrong with this thought?
The blue dot, please.
What is wrong with this thought?
Red dot, please.
Are you British?
Red dot, please.
Prayer is short of getting in touch with your own hidden ideas and deep fears.
Yeah, what's wrong with us?
Fears.
Deepest?
It makes you feel better if you can put those ideas and that...
Can I try the laser?
...into words yourself.
Yes.
Blue dot, please.
Where's the laser?
It's the microphone. Not at people. Thank you. All right, what do you think? Prayer is sort of getting in touch with your own hidden ideas and deep desires. Makes it feel better. You can put those ideas and desires into words for yourself.
Good job.
No, prayer is not that. Prayer is talking to God.
Yeah.